the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Some termite species erect massive mounds that look like giant temples springing up from the world's savannas and dry lands. But aside from their aesthetic appeal and incredible engineering, new research finds that these structures, which can stand taller than 5 meters above ground, do something remarkable for the ecosystem. They hold back the desert. By providing a moist refuge in a dry landscape, termite mounds allow plants to flourish and keep desertification at bay. As such, these mounds could be key for mitigating some of the worst impacts of global warming in dry lands. The rain falls the same everywhere in these areas, but because termites allow water to penetrate the soil better, the plants grow on or near the mounds as if there were more rain. The vegetation on and around termite mounds persists longer and declines slower. So termites may be tiny, but in recent years, researchers have recognized that these eusocial insects are impressive ecological engineers. Termite mounds have distinct plant communities and sport higher biodiversity. But ecologists have now found that termite mounds provide crucial buffers against drought and desertification.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.